Welcome to Unexpected Turns with myself, Anne Dibben. The music you just heard at the beginning of the show is by Michael Ankers from his latest single, Enough. We had a fascinating discussion with Michael all about the word enough. Am I enough? Am I good enough for them? Have I got enough? But unfortunately, his soundtrack was disrupted, so I'm unable to share that discussion with you. You can, however, hear his song on YouTube at Michael Ankers Music. Just follow the link in the show notes or check out his feed on Instagram at Michael Ankers Music. Instead, I thought I'd answer some of the many questions you've asked us about ourselves as hosts. When we started this show, way back in October 2021, most of our listeners were friends. They knew who we were and they knew our stories. But lately, we've been heard all over the world, in 45 countries, I think it is now, and people just don't know who we are. And so we repeatedly are getting asked to hear and share more about ourselves. So a little bit about ourselves. In 2021, we all turned 60. We weren't podcast listeners. None of us had really listened to podcasts. Well, I started when my son started his own podcast show. But other than that, we didn't know what podcasting was, and we certainly weren't very au fait with technology. So when I told Bev and Julie that I wanted to start a podcast and I wanted them to be co-hosts with me, they couldn't stop laughing. How was I, with my technology, and they going to run a podcast? Luckily, I had my son with his own podcast who told me what to do, told me where to go, and was a huge help with it to start with. But what other reasons did we have for starting a podcast? I personally had had a pretty easy life. Everything had gone pretty much as it should have done. I'd gone to school, I'd got my grades, I'd gone to uni, I'd got married, I had a good job, I had the regulation 2.4 children. I was in fact pretty smug. My children were grown up, they didn't need me, they'd both left home at 18, they were on good career paths, everything was going dandy. And then things started to go wrong. First of all, my husband had to take early retirement because of ill health. And then I got cancer. It was the same cancer my mum had got. She was dead within a year. My whole family was shocked. But there was no way I was going to stop. There was no way I was letting this stop what I wanted to do and what I was going to do. And in fact, it was a wake-up call. Since then, myself and my husband have travelled all over Europe and really made the most of every minute and are looking forward to a long and healthy future. My best friend Bev also had a few unexpected turns, but I'll leave those for another story. And again, the same with Julie. Then that very evening on the news came a story about the incredible Brian Wheeler. He'd been paralysed overnight, yet he was determined to walk again. And not only was he walking, but he was planning to run a half marathon. This was exactly the sort of person whose story I wanted to hear and I wanted to share. It was a story that needed to be heard, so that was it. Despite my appalling technology and the fact that my friends laughed, I was going to interview him. And he was going to be our first guest. In fact, we did interview him, but I forgot to press record. Halfway through the interview, we had to start again. But because of the person he is, he did that. And we've had him not just once, but twice on the show. And he has gone on to achieve so much. You really must follow him at Brian Wheeler's too. So as our first guest, a true inspiration. And since then, we have interviewed many, many guests, all of them whose lives have taken an unexpected turn, yet all of them have been so inspiring and they have not let it stop. In fact, as we heard in our episode last week with Sam Baines, just that trauma led to true beauty in her life. And she feels that without experienced trauma, you really can't appreciate joy. So now, finally, in my 60s, I feel I can appreciate the joy of life. I know I have enough, and I know I am enough. It's taken me a while to get here, but without those highs and lows, I don't think I would be grateful. And I am truly grateful. I'm truly grateful for you as our listeners and to all the people who share their stories with us. So until next time, when we talk to the incredible Darren Barton, take care.